Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The session ended last night at midnight, as it is contractually, constitutionally obligated to do. We have the $55 billion plus dollar budget. We've been trying to figure out what the deal is with bear hunting as well. But there's so many different things to discuss, and we're grateful for the time with Governor Ned Lamont here on Brian and Company. Sir, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Looks like the bear hunt didn't make it out of the Senate.
Yeah, I'm not a hunter at all. I'm not a gun owner. But I think that the bear population is... they need to do something. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I understand why people don't want it. But it's definitely, there's no natural predator for these guys, and if they're hanging out in Meriden, it's an issue. Listen, there are so many more important things I want to get to this morning. Obviously, the budget is huge. There's so much in it. I think that the place I'd start was a bit of a soft toss, which is, you know, out of all the stuff that's in there, what is the thing that you're A, most proud of, or sort of B, think is most important for people to know about?
Early childhood education. Making that, down payment to get the universal early childhood, universal pre-K, infant and toddlers, give those kids a better running head start in life, allow mom and dad to get back to work. We could be one of the first in the country to make this universal for all of our kids.
And what worries you the most coming out of this budget? Even though you're going to sign it and it passed the Senate sort of unchanged, is there any concerns? And we'll get to the guardrails and the other stuff in the possible special session, but what concerns you this morning?
Well, I like to have a little more margin for error. You know, there's a lot of turbulence coming out of Washington. The economy's a little tottery. We'll probably put a little bit more money around the rainy day fund. We got $4.1 billion, which is pretty good. That will help us manage through sort of a normal recession. But you got to watch out. Not much is normal these days.
Yeah, you know, it's almost like the $4 billion is now sort of feels untouchable. And if they need to tap the rainy day fund, they want more in it. And I'm curious, you know, the Republicans think the guardrails have been violated. Have the integrity of what was done in 2017 – because of all that's done, is it still fully intact? Can you address that?
I feel pretty good about where we are. Our spending and income are pretty much at match. We've got a two-year balanced budget passed on time. We'll pay down over $1 billion of our pension obligations, something that no governor has ever done in the history of the state, and at the same time making some key investments in education and in not-for-profits. I think we ended up in a pretty good place, but let's face it, there's a lot of back and forth. And I can argue as much with the legislature about how much we increase spending as I would if we had to do cuts like are happening in other states.
You know, what about the complaints from higher ed? You know, it sounds like you wanted even a little more in terms of you wanted a little less funding there, and they're upset about what they're not getting. How are they going to respond? And more importantly, how is it going to impact, you know, the students? I mean, they're going to have to hike tuitions again?
No, We're making the biggest state grant in our history to, say, UConn in this case. What they did do was use some of the COVID-related money. Remember when the university was shut down, we had to pay all the expenses just to keep, you know, teachers and custodians employed and going. Unfortunately, I think they put some of that into operating costs. So they're going to have to manage back to where they were. But more importantly, we have one of the highest contributions per student in the country, and this is our biggest contribution to UConn in our history.
So they basically, you're telling them to go back to sort of pre-COVID levels, and you think they can handle the cuts to their funding in this budget?
Sometimes it's about management leadership. It's not always about more money, Brian.
Yep. Governor Ned Lamont joining us here on Brian and Company. You know, the energy costs, I mean, the public benefits reducing that, it's well and good. We save money. But I think what's most important is, and you know, I can't remember who we talked to about it. You know, everyone complains about energy, but then they don't want some sort of power plant in their backyard, which I get. But my question about the energy costs, because it doesn't change the structural problem one bit, is there ever any chance for some sort of grand bargain to change the dynamics of why it's so expensive for us here in Connecticut?
Yeah, look, first of all, hats off, very bipartisan energy bill, got strong support on both sides of the aisle, you know, marginally reduces the public benefits charge, makes a difference there. We figured out a way to do storm damages, going back to ICES, so that doesn't fall quite as heavy on the backs of the ratepayers, but sort of marginal. To your bigger point, what do you do strategically? And you know me, I think we need more energy in this state. We just have a supply shortage and demand is going up. I'm sitting down, I'm talking to Dominion about nuclear. And you maybe see that the Constellation natural gas pipeline was just green-lit by the Trump administration, right? And Williams, the energy guy. So we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I think that's the important place to go, because then that's the structural element. We're talking with Governor Ned Lamont here. I got a bunch of topics I want to sort of rip through. The one thing that, you know, and again, I'm an independent. I vote split tickets, and I'm not anti-union, but I don't understand spending time on this unemployment benefits for striking workers. I don't get it. We asked multiple Democrats to come on to talk about it. They actually would not. Maybe they were too busy with the session. But if you're going to veto it, have you already done it, or when would you do it, and why does this keep coming up?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm going to veto it just like I did last year. I talked to the Pratt & Whitney workers. Remember, they were on strike. And yep. They're on strike for job security. And they're calling me up saying, what are you going to do about the striking workers bill? I said, Pratt & Whitney could move down to Asheville, North Carolina tomorrow. Striking workers' bill would be just one more thing that might push them in that direction. Instead, let's give them some confidence that we want them here, they want to stay here, your job is guaranteed. Let's focus on that, and that sort of drives my decision.
I sort of got a rapid fire here in the last 3 minutes. Are we going to lose the Connecticut Sun, and is there anything you can do to stop it?
Let's face it. I mean, Boston and Philadelphia are compelling options, but you know what? So is Connecticut. And there's a bitter group that I think likes Connecticut, wants them to stay in Connecticut, has the money to keep them here in Connecticut. They have a lot of corporate support from this community. Maybe it's not just out of Mohegan Sun, but maybe a lot of games at the XL, now the People's Bank Arena.
How would you handicap it? Do you think like 20% chance we keep them, 30, 40, 50?
I think we got a 50%+ chance. I think there's some positive conversations, but you never know.
Now, I'm curious, you know, the Democrats dominate the legislature. I was a little bit taken aback when you were on a plane or overseas and the special ed thing passed and, you know, the one-year budget float. I mean, just can you characterize, is there tension with you and the Speaker of the House, Matt Ritter, or is it, can you just characterize that relationship? Because it seems
I love Matt. I enjoy working with these guys. We have sort of different constituencies. You know, he's got a pretty liberal caucus, and, you know, I've got the state of Connecticut. I was a little surprised. Yeah, I'm over there in India for some trade mission. All of a sudden, there's a special session to do $40 million more spending, which would blow through the spending cap. And I go, well, that's not going to stand. I know the Republicans won't stand for it. They go, nope, they wanted $100 million more in new spending. So it's a dynamic between the executive and the legislature on both sides of the issue. I think we've got a good balance, though, in this budget.
Governor Ned Lamont joining us here on Brian and Company. Okay, here we go. It is 8:28 and 30 seconds. You said that you would wait until the end of the legislative session to announce whether you'd run again for a third term. And I think it's appropriate, as the best morning show in Connecticut, for you to let us know here now whether you're going to run for a third term or not.
I'm thinking about it, Brian, but the session just ended.
Yeah, it's over.
8 hours ago or something.
You know.
Got to do a little more thinking on it, buddy.
Can you give me a date and a time? I want to be there. I want to know. I want you to do it on the show. I mean, is it now you're going to push it off to the special session? Are we going to go through July 4th? I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of people.
I don't know. You know, when I make up my mind, I say what I think. And, you know, there's a few things on my mind. But let's face it, it's a very complicated time out there right now. The state's in good shape. We're better positioned, I think, than most other states to manage through a lot of incoming from Washington, a possible recession. I think experience matters. But that said, let me think about it.
Okay. So just to characterize, have you not made up your mind, or you're still waiting to let us know?
I think I've got to talk to Annie. I've got to talk to Susan. And so don't hold your breath, but we're thinking about it.
Okay. Governor, thank you so much for the time. I always appreciate it. Our listeners are grateful whether they agree or disagree. I think the dialogue is super important. I said the same thing to the Sean Scanlon and the Matt Ritters and the Candeloras that come on here. It's really important in this absence of a lot of, there's not as many people covering this stuff. So it's important to hear from you, and we appreciate you taking time early on a morning after the session.
Well, good work, Brian. Thank you. Now back to traffic and weather.
That's right. That's where we're going. Be well, Governor. Thank you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.